listen to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Wednesday, July 11th.
It is.
What kind of coffee is Wednesday, July 11th?
This is Costa Rica Day.
Oh, very good. Very tropical. All your coffee is tropical.
It is.
Because that's where coffee grows, not in North America. We grow tomatoes here.
Among other things, like corn and soybeans.
That's true.
Thank you, farmers.
Wheat. Absolutely. You know, we do need to do a thank you, farmer episode.
We do.
We haven't had any farmers on in a while.
It has been a while. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Pastor Stricker was the last one. And that was a few months ago. You weren't even here for that.
Get on that. Yeah.
Sure. I'll do that.
I like how I handed that off.
Right delegated today. That. I will write myself a note.
Conversation yesterday about delegating things and how I should do that more.
Well, you did that well.
And all these witnesses, too. I'm getting better.
Yeah, right?
You're like, sure. He delegates things every day. What are you talking about? Oh, and we have some great things to delegate today. We need some volunteers for a really cool opportunity to serve and welcome international students here in St. Louis. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. And because we're so international today, we're also going to visit with some of our international missionaries in studio from South Korea.
Yes, South Korea.
Exciting.
That's a place we haven't been yet. I mean,
you do realize we haven't visited any of the sites of our international missionaries
true.
In person yet.
Very true. We need to fix
hashtag
that.
Hashtag goals for right? 2019.
We need a map lots of pins.
We also need an underwriter for that to support our world tour. The Coffee Hour World Tour.
That would be amazing.
Visiting all our world missionaries. Speaking of underwriters, we are so grateful for our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin, who live uncommon every day. Find out more about them at cuw.edu, Concordia University, Wisconsin. And speaking of universities, lots of international students make their way to St. Louis every year and to cities around the U.S. every year. St. Louis has a big draw with so many great universities here right in the city, especially graduate programs that draw students from all over the world. A lot of students from countries in Asia, and they make their way here to St. Louis. And a group of volunteers, particularly a lot of Lutheran volunteers here in St. Louis, work to reach out to those students to welcome them with open arms through International Student Ministry. In studio today to share with us about International Student Ministry St. Louis, Sharon Reardon. Sharon, thanks so much for joining us in studio this morning. Welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thanks. It's always fun to be here.
I love, love, love talking about international student ministry because it's one of the easiest and nicest ways to welcome our neighbors. Some of the things that ISM does are very easy. Some of them do require some work and some effort, but some of them are you know, just like a one-day sort of thing. Some of them are ongoing relationships. Tell us a little bit about international student ministry, the people you reach and welcome.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say that one of our board members has said that talking to international students is like witnessing 101. Mm-hmm. You almost don't even have to be strategic because they come to you with the questions. And there's no, as in America, you know, you're not supposed to discuss politics and religion.
We had a conversation about that recently.
Oh, yes,
you can.
Yeah.
You can do it. Believe it or not, it can be done civilly.
Oh, good, good. I'll have to look that episode up. With international students, they actually, they have a natural curiosity about all things Western, all things in the United States. Right? That's why they chose to study here. And in addition to that, our religion is a factor of curiosity for them. And so they ask us questions. I was recently had a dinner at my house. We had Chinese hot pot. Mm. Usually have that in the wintertime.
That sounds fun.
It was so hot outside that we turned the air conditioning way down. And it was a lot of fun. So we're eating and just enjoying dinner. And one of the students was going back to China at the end of July. And she stopped and said, "Oh, I wanted to ask you, are Christians so kind in the United States because they want to find favor with God?"
Interesting.
I know. And so I was there, and one of our board members was invited also to the hot pot meal. And these doors just, God just like flings them open and gives us the opportunity to talk about it. And there were four other students there. So there were five students. And it was so easy to have an incredibly clear presentation of the gospel, you know, telling the student, "No, we don't do it to find favor with God. We're so thankful because of what God has done for us." through Jesus. And that's where the kindness comes from. And so, but she had noticed a difference with Christians in the United States. And the opportunities, again, that God gives us easily, they might just ask, why do you pray before a meal? So the motto of ISM is share yourself and share Christ. And so just in everyday conversations and everyday kindness that we're showing to the students, we're sharing Christ. And the question always comes up.
Thanks be to God for those questions, those conversations.
Yeah. It's a weird thing for, well, maybe not weird, but it's for somebody in, you know, Western culture around Christians all the time to even think that those would be questions. But that stuff is foreign to people who haven't experienced the same culture.
It really is. It really is. Yeah. We have a student who is from Iran, and his parents actually begged him not to come to the furniture giveaway one year. Because they thought that it was a trick, that we would give him furniture and then a few weeks later ask for money for that furniture. And he said, it's been 2 years and you've never asked me for money. But he also said, my parents don't know any Christians. He goes, and I didn't before I came here. And so he said, they just don't understand Christians. Like, he's already like taking it for granted that Christians are good people, nice. And so, yeah, these opportunities just present themselves all the time.
That's incredible. Now, you mentioned the furniture drive, and there's a lot of other things that ISM does, but I think we're going to run out of time to talk about OM. But you mentioned the furniture drive, and this is something that happens every year?
It happens every year, and students are here freshly from their home country. Most of them have only been in the United States for maybe 2 weeks at most.
Wow.
And they come to the furniture giveaway. And you cannot believe it. It's on a whole floor of the parking garage at Washington University. It's like being in a country where nobody's speaking English. And it's so much fun. They come and they register and they get a number of tickets. And then they put the tickets into a bag if that is a piece of furniture that they desire to have. We have beautiful things. We have beds and dressers and just everything, couches, love seats, everything that you can imagine. They cannot believe that they're getting this for free. In addition to that, nobody ever goes home empty-handed. Over 300 students come, and we have an area that has items like microwaves and dishes and towels and sheets and anything that you can need to set up a house. So a student goes home with that, as well as they may win a larger piece of furniture.
So it's like, you know, they get all they need and more.
They do.
So exciting.
And it's delivered, no delivery charge.
That is awesome.
That's incredible, yeah.
So how do you do this? How do you... I mean, this is quite an effort,
yeah.
to gather furniture, and two, then to help them get the furniture that they need to get settled in and feel welcomed here in our community.
Absolutely. How do we do it? That's interesting. every year when it's over and the day is done, I think, how do we do that? It seems logistically crazy. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, the Christian community just comes together, and the way the students receive the furniture at the end of the day is remarkable. We have a fleet of pickup truck drivers that come, and they just they put the stuff in the back of their pickup truck, and they take the students to their house and help them carry the furniture up. So we could always use pickup truck drivers. We can always use anybody who's willing to come and just lift furniture. That usually goes from about 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. So it's not all day. And that's the opportunity. The students really get to know the people that are driving them to their apartment and delivering the furniture. And they almost always ask, why are you doing this? And our drivers say that we're Christians. So it's the student's first introduction to American Christian generosity. And the drivers say, we're Christians, and Jesus wants us to welcome you to our country. And then they, you know, without going too far, digging so deep into the gospel, of course, unless the students have questions. But our goal is then we give them an ISM business card. And a lot of times the driver wants to keep in contact with the students, so they share information. And then the student comes to, since they've registered for the event, we can invite them to other things that ISM is having. And they'll hear about Jesus definitely through the years they come to ISM events.
Just real briefly, we have about a minute left. A quick overview of some of those other events that ISM does throughout the year, and then how who's needed, what's needed for this furniture drive, this furniture giveaway.
So we definitely still need furniture, and if you can let us know by July 31st, give us a call or a hop on our website, and we'll pick up the furniture on August 17th, and the giveaway is actually August 18th.
So we're loaded up on the 17th, and by we, I mean you who are listening right now can be a part of that team.
Absolutely. We'd love to have you.
We need people to drive trucks, to help load trucks that day on Friday, August 17th. And then on the 18th, we need people to help distribute it, get it after it's been assigned to the recipients, then help the recipients get it to their homes here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. And again, lovely introduction to American Christian generosity for these students. They've never seen anything like it, really.
A quick rundown of some of the other events that ISM does once the students have been introduced to International Student Ministry St. Louis.
Yeah, so in September, there's a lot of cultural experiences. So we have a hayride that they go on. And in October at Village of Dew, we have a pumpkin carving. We have a huge Thanksgiving dinner that's so much fun at Concordia Maplewood every year. And then by that time, the students have begun to develop friendships with the Americans that come as volunteers to the events. And so for Christmas, quite often then, you'll have someone during the Christmas season, you'll have an international student to your home, kind of introduce them to traditions, and they will ask about the spiritual traditions as well that go along with Christmas. So,
what's the phone number to help out, either if you have furniture to give or if you want to help be a driver, or help lift and move furniture?
Yeah, please call and I will answer. It's 314-452-6406.
314-452-6406. We'll list that with the program notes today as well. The email address is that ISMSTL...
O-U-I-S.
ISMSTLewis@gmail.com.
Right.
Got it. Very good. And again, that's Friday, August 17th is pickup. And then Saturday, August 18th is the giveaway. But we need to know furniture that's available by July 31st.
Right. Thanks. Share yourself and share Christ.
Sharon, thanks so much for being our guest and all that you do and all the friends who help out with the International Student Ministry.
Thank you for having ISM.
Keeping it international here on the Coffee Hour.
Yes, we are.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.